Great to have your company on this midweek edition of Racing Pulse. Well, the Queenslanders have had a great spring carnival so far, taking a lot of the Victorians' money, and Tony Gollan is keen to keep that rolling on Saturday with Zeus style. He lines up in the Scalacci. Morning, Tony.
Yeah, good morning.
How's your boy come through? What was a really gutsy run in the Moya?
Yeah, he came through really well. He obviously had to do quite a bit of work early in the middle stage of the race as well. And I thought he was good for the line. He pulled up really, really well. This was probably a logical option for him the way that he's racing at the moment.
It was really tough, wasn't it? Because I thought on the point of the turn, he could easily have dropped out, but he gritted it right out to the line.
Yeah, he was. He was really good through the line as well, which I always like to see. Yeah, particularly when I'm going to go that little bit further, like 1,100 around Caulfield, he was great through the line. So we're very happy with him. I'd love to try and get better conditions. He can handle soft ground, but yeah, that track hasn't got back to a 7 after that race. I think it was probably closer to a 7 the other night. I'd really like to see him have a run on better ground down there, but I'm not sure if that's going to be the case this weekend either.
Well, we are meant to get a fair bit of rain on Friday, but we're going to have a track update after 9 o'clock, but I think it's not looking too bad because I haven't put water on during the week. So you may be in this soft range as well, and if the rain doesn't hit, it'll definitely be a good track. So how much of a better horse is he on top of the ground?
Yeah, I think he's a better horse on top of the ground. I really do. He can really carve out some slick sectionals. He's quite a fast horse. I mean, he's adept on soft ground, but I just think you see a quicker horse, on better ground. But we'll leave that up to the weather gods. It's certainly a lot better down there than what it is in Sydney this week. So we'll just see what happens later in the week with weather.
He's 7 years old now. Gee, time flies. So how do you think he is going?
Yeah, I think he's going really well. I think what he is showing is preparation. It's what he probably hadn't done in previous. He's always been a brilliant horse with terrific speed, and he can break fields up, particularly as he was going through his grades. But I think what we're seeing in this tougher racing now, and he's in the Group 2, which was nearly a Group 1 first up, and the Group 1 the other night. I think he's toughing races out nicely now. He's put under a fair bit of pressure throughout, and he's sticking to his task really, really well. And I think pigeonholing for these shorter trips are absolute key to him, and he's handling his racing well, and he's really tough these days.
How do you think 1,100 metres in at this stage, he's looking for that?
Yeah, I don't know if he's looking for it. I think he's adapted the distance. I think he's, in this better grade, I think 1,000, 1,100 is ideal for him. I think 1,200 in better grade, particularly on soft ground, he is vulnerable, which he's shown in the past. But I think up to 1,100 metres, he's pretty adept in this top-level racing.
Well, he's going to be hard to beat. You mentioned that rain in Sydney. Gee whiz, what are you going to do with Natuno, who goes around in the Roman Consul? The weather forecast just looks absolutely abysmal.
Yeah, look, he'll run no matter the track. I'm committed to run. I'm going to stick to the plan. I'm not going to vary too much about it. He's won on heavy ground before. He won an 8 at the Gold Coast. He was definitely more like a 9 that day. But if they race that day in the forecast, is what it is down there, and it eventuates. Obviously going to be very, very heavy track. But look, I mean, horses are going to have to get used to racing on heavy tracks, aren't they? That's the nature of the beast at the moment on the Eastern Seaboard. So he'll take his place, but I'll probably, like a lot of people in the field, sort of unknown just what he'd be like if we did race on a bottomless 10.
Well, fingers crossed it isn't bottomless. Have you got a Wednesday winner?
I hope so. I've got a good chance. I've got two probably not far away from each other in the betting in race 4 today. So I'm pretty confident winning the race. I think we'll have to see how the race pans out as to which one will win, either Referro or Zava Burn.
All right. We'll play the Quinella. Good on you, Tony. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Michael. Cheers, mate.